بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وضرب لنا مثلا ونسي خلقه قال من يحيي العظام وهي رميم قل يحييها الذي انشاها اول مره وهو بكل خلق عليم الذي جعل لكم من الشجر الاخضر نارا فاذا انتم منه توقدون صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, even though tonight may not be an odd night, but it is still amongst the Mubarak nights of Ramadan and especially of the last 10 nights. So still we still have to search for Laylatul Qadr. We still have to endeavor make an ibadat. Perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees our sincerity. And even though it may not be an odd night, and still we are making ibadat sincerely, then Allah ta'ala through that He may give us Laylatul Qadr whenever it is, inshallah. We heard Surah Yasin in tonight's Taraweeh, and the verse that I have recited before you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about one of the disbelievers. Mufassirin say it was either Ubay bin Khalaf or As bin Wa'il. And they taunted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, the mushrikeen would persecute Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only physically, emotionally. They will keep on picking at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, finding faults, making terrible remarks. In fact, before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ قَوْلُهُمْ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the disbelievers, the mushrikeen, the polytheists, the statements they make, and the very hurtful things they say to you, it should not grieve you. Don't bother about them. إِنَّا نَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُّونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ. We know very well, Allah says, we know very well, whatever they expose, whatever they reveal, and whatever they conceal, whatever is in their hearts, whatever their niyatis, whatever their intentions are, whatever their actions are, whether it is done in public or in private, whatever plans they have against you, Allah says, we are well aware of all that. Don't let their criticism affect you. أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الْإِنسَانَ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِن نُطْفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. The same man, does he not see that we created him from a drop of sperm? And suddenly now he takes the courage and he becomes very bold to stand up and argue against us. Allah says, he wants to argue against me. What did As bin Wa'il or Ubay bin Khalaf do? Both the names have been mentioned in Ibn Kathir. They take a piece of bone which was decayed. They break it into fragments. And they throw it towards Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they say, will this bone which is decayed and broken into pieces, will this, after it is decayed and broken, will it ever get life again? How is it possible? So Allah says, وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ. He is trying to present this argument before us of this bone which he has broken into pieces, and then he says it will decompose and decay, and how he is going to get flesh, and how he is going to stand up as a human being again on the day of Qiyamah. But he has forgotten his own creation. How was he created? So Allah responds, Allah says, قُلْ O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, tell him, يُحْيِيهَا. That being will give it life. الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا. The one who created that bone, أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ, in the very first instance. That Allah who created that bone, even after it becomes decomposed, decayed, it becomes into pieces, it is buried in the soil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring it back into its original form. Allah Ta'ala created mankind. So Allah says, وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٌ. Allah is all knowledgeable over all His creation, whatever He has created. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a specific example to show His qudrat and power. Why are you finding so hard to believe and accept that when a bone is decayed and decomposed, then there'll be a day of resurrection, qiyamah, and when mankind is decomposed, decayed, and when after the man dies and is buried, how will there be this possibility of man being resurrected on the day of qiyamah and his bones and flesh and blood, everything comes back to normal? How is that possible? So Allah says, why is this so strange? الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُم مِنَ الشَّجَرِ الْأَخْضَرِ نَارًا. You see, in Arabia, there were two trees, specific trees, very green in color, very fresh. And the Arabs, especially when they used to travel, they would take the branches or the twigs of these two trees, absolutely green in color, very fresh, and they would rub these two twigs together. And just like when we take two stones, and when we rub the two stones together, we ignite a little flame. So exact like that, when these two twigs and branches, when they are rubbed very swiftly, then we find there's a flame that ignites, and we get a fire that burns. So Allah says, this is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَوَلَيْسَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَىٰ أَن يَخْلُقَ مِثْلَهُمْ. What does that person who has created the skies and the earth, unable to create like them again? No, Allah has the power. Allah is not unable to create all these creation. So Allah created them originally. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has that qudrat, and Allah will bring the creation back together. Man will come back into his original form after he is buried on the day of Qiyamah. Every person will rise with their bones and flesh and eyes and all the faculties. In fact, in Surah Zumar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the creation of man. And it is amazing, amazing, amazing. That we're talking about the Arabian Peninsula. We're talking about a place like Makkah and Medina. 1,435 or even more years ago, when these verses were revealed, there was no scientific technology. There was no equipment available at that time, which the doctors use today. When a woman is pregnant, then they're able to say, okay, this woman is pregnant, and how old is this child, and they know this, the formation of this little baby in the womb of the mother. You see, it's 2 weeks, now 3 weeks, now 6 months, etc. And the growth of the child is monitored by means of x-ray scans. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions just one small verse. Allah says, يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ خَلْقًا مِّن بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ. Scientists are amazed today. At that time, when there was not so much of knowledge available, at that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned this verse in the Quran, talking about the creation of man. When man, when he is a little baby, the very inception of man, we know it is a nutfa, a sperm, a drop of sperm. Then it is alaqa, clot of blood. Then mudgha, a lump of flesh. Then Allah puts the bones. Then Allah creates this little child. So in the womb of the mother, Allah says, khalqam min ba'di khalqin. There are stages. First is a drop of sperm, and then clot of blood, and this child is growing. And then we find that it's a lump of flesh, mudgha. I'm not going to go into the details. Ulama and mufassirin have explained the word, each word that is used. And how, if you look at science today and you look at the child, the formation of the child, unbelievable. Inshallah, if you have the time, you can read up those material and look at the original word which Allah Ta'ala used, like mudgha. And how Allah chose that particular word, and how exactly it fits appropriately
with the formation of the child at that particular stage. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this child growing. And imagine this child gets its bones, and then the blood vessels, and then the heart, and everything is formed in this little workshop. No lights whatsoever. Any person has to build up any product, any model, he'll require so much of lights, he'll require a lot of equipment, especially if it is so intricate. Tiny little blood vessels, the brain that Allah is creating, the eyes in its perfect position, the nose, the hair on the body, everything perfectly. Fi zulumatin thalath. Allah says, in three darknesses. The child is in a sack. Allah Ta'ala protects this child in a sack. And then this sack, of course it's dark. And then this is in the womb of the mother, which is dark. Which is in the stomach of the mother, which is dark. So in these three darknesses, Allah creates man. Therefore Allah says, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Look at yourselves and ponder and reflect. Don't you realize there is some mighty, powerful being who has created you? Then how can you reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So like this, Allah has mentioned His Qudrat throughout the Quran, His power. Remember, in the beginning, especially those surahs which were Makki surahs, which are generally Mufassirin say revealed in Makkah, it was directed firstly to those polytheists, the mushrikeen, the kuffar, the disbelievers, who were rejecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were rejecting the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore Allah talks about the skies, the earth, formation of the human being. Allah talks about animals. Allah talks about the trees, the seas, the oceans. Allah ta'ala talks about all these various things throughout the Holy Quran, drawing the attention to the oneness and the qudrat and the supremacy and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You and I who have iman, may Allah protect our iman, may Allah make us live and die with iman. Now imagine if this is the power of and qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then how do we have the courage to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Asked bin Wa'il and Ubay bin Khalaf, okay, they rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not believe in resurrection. We believe in Ba'ath Ba'd al-Mawt, it is part of our iman, that after we die, and when the sur will be blown, on the day of Qiyamah, when the trumpet will be blown, and when every person will rise from his qabr. Allah Ta'ala talks about in Surah Yasin. Allah gives the description, that when the sur is blown, وَنُفِقَ فِي السُّورِ فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ. When this trumpet is blown, then every person will wake up from his qabr, and they will be running. They will be running. And the disbelievers will say, قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا. Woe be to us. مَنْ بَعْثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا. Who has awoken us from our place of rest and sleep? Remember, the kuffar were being given punishment in the qabr. They were not having a restful, a peaceful rest or sleep. No. But when they will awaken, and when they will see the punishment and the horrors of qiyamah, they will desire that they were gone back into their qabr and given that punishment rather than seeing the terrible punishment of qiyamah. مَنْ بَعْثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا. Who woke us up from our little place of rest? The angels will say, oh, some mufassirin say, it is still the kalam of the kuffar, هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَانُ وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. This is exactly what Allah Ta'ala had promised. And the believers, the messengers who came, they spoke the truth. They warned us of this day. And they prepared us. They gave us advice about how we should prepare for this day of Ba'ath, the day of Qiyamah. But we did not take any heed. إِن كَانَتْ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدًا. Allah says, it's just one blow of the trumpet. فَإِذَا هُمْ جَمِيعُ الَّذِينَا مُحْضَرُونَ. Allah says, entire mankind, every single person will be assembled in front of us, in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَالْيَوْمَ لَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. Allah says, on this day, no soul will be oppressed at all. There will be no oppression whatsoever. Whatever each person deserves, whether it be a reward or punishment, each person will be given his or her fair share. وَلَا تُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Whatever you did, that will be your reward or punishment. Then Allah talks about the people of Jannat. إِنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ الْيَوْمَ فِي شُغْلٍ فَاكِهُونَ. Of course, in this particular verse, the details are not given. Allah only depicts one picture of the people in Jannah. If you just ponder for a few seconds, that the people of Jannat, they have got entry into Jannat and they're enjoying Jannat. And they are so busy, so preoccupied in the different pleasures of Jannat. I'm not going to give too much tafsir now because we've got our mothers and sisters listening also. Then sometimes they get very envious why we talk about Hur'een so much. So why is they be so preoccupied in the different activities of Jannat, eating the fruit and the castles and the rivers? They will be in Jannat enjoying the word faqihun. Very simply translated as enjoying. They will be really enjoying themselves. In one riwayat it is mentioned that as they are busy enjoying the different bounties of Jannat, suddenly sata'a alayhim nurun min fawqihim, and suddenly there will be nur, light, effulgence above them, suddenly. And they all will look up and they will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah bless us with that momentous occasion. May Allah don't deprive any one of us. It is mentioned that Jannati will look at Allah. He will stare at Allah for years. And all the other pleasures of Jannat will mean nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to one riwayat, Allah will say, oh my Jannatis. Allah will say, salam. Allah will make salam to them. And this is what Allah talks about in the next verse. Salamun qawlam min rabbir rahim. Allah will make salam to the Jannatis. Allah will say, oh my people, oh my Jannatis, is there anything you require? Or rather Allah will say, oh my people, I need to give you one more thing. So the Jannatis will say, Wallah, you have given us everything we want, more than what we wanted. Alam tubayyid wujuhana? Have you not brightened our faces? Did you not make our good deeds heavier than our bad deeds? Did you not give us entry into Jannat and all the pleasures of Jannat? Can there be anything still left? Allah will say, yes. أُحِلُّ عَلَيْكُمْ رِضْوَانِي فَلَا أَسْخَطُ عَلَيْكُمْ بَعْدَهُ أَبَدًا. I announce to you, I declare to you my pleasure, and I will never become angry and displeased with you after this. I will always be happy with you. وَرِضْوَانُ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. Quran says, and that pleasure of Allah, when Allah will announce His pleasure, that is the greatest of things. هُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُهُمْ فِي ظِلَالٍ عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ مُتَّكِئُونَ. The Jannatis, they will be with the wives, azwaj, the wives. فِي ظِلَالٍ, in shadow, in shade. عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ, on couches. The couches of Jannat, we can't imagine. The description that is given in the hadith is so much of description given, inshallah, some other time. We have mentioned in one of the majlises the whole description of different things in Jannat. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah has written a kitab, Shauqe Watan. It's translated to English as well. The yearning for the hereafter. When people have become very, very depressed, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah wrote this kitab especially to boost the spirits of people, the morale of people, giving them the yearning and encouragement to seek Jannat. Sometimes we lose all hope, so we don't aspire towards that great goal that we should be moving towards. So Hazrat Thani wrote the kitab, Shauqe Watan, yearning or desire for the hereafter. Nonetheless, these people in Jannat, muttaqi'oon. The word muttaqi'oon means to recline, to relax. And they'll be on the couches with their wives and enjoying Jannat. Lahum fiha faqiha. Wallahum ma yadda'un. Allah says there'll be fruit for them. In Surah Baqarah, it is mentioned, wa utubihi mutashabiha. Probably the names may be similar of the fruit in this world, or maybe the color, but the taste will be far greater than the taste of the fruit of this world. And Allah says, وَلَهُمْ مَا يَدَّعُونَ. Whatever they desire, whatever they ask for, they will be granted in Jannat. Salamun qawlam min rabbir rahim. Immediately after that, Allah says, وَمْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Coming back to the plains of Qiyamah, to the grounds of Qiyamah. Allah says, on that day Allah will say, O disbelievers, O sinners, you move away. It's not befitting for you to be mixed with the believers. You must come on one side. Quran says in another verse, فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. One group will go into Jannat, one group into Jahannam. May Allah save us. Allah will question them, أَلَمْ أَعْهَدْ إِلَيْكُمْ يَا بَنِي آدَمَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ الشَّيْطَانِ. Did I not take a pledge from you, O man, that you will not worship Shaitan? إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. Verily he was an open enemy to you. وَأَنِ اعْبُدُونِي. And you should have worshipped me alone. Did I not take this pledge, this covenant from you? هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. This is the straight path, to worship Allah, not to worship Shaitan. Now somebody may ask the question that every person is not worshipping Shaitan. In fact, the disbelievers also. Maybe some people believe in Satanism or they worship Shaitan, but there are many who don't worship Shaitan. So what is the meaning of this? Ulama say, Allah ta'budu Shaitan does not only mean worshipping Shaitan, but even following the footsteps of Shaitan. That is what is intended by this verse. So, oh you people, you did not follow me, you did not follow my way of life, my path, Sirat al-Mustaqim, you did not follow my Nabi, but you followed the actions of Shaitan, you followed the whisperings of Shaitan. وَلَقَدْ أَضَلَّ مِنْكُمْ جِبِلًّا كَثِيرًا. Shaitan had led many people astray. أَفَلَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْقِلُونَ. Allah is warning us, don't you comprehend, don't you understand? Why are you still following Shaitan when he is an open enemy to you? He has led thousands of people astray before you. هَذِهِ جَهَنَّمُ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُعَدُونَ. Allah will tell the disbelievers, this is the Jahannam now which you were promised. إِسْلَوْهَا الْيَوْمَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفُرُونَ. Now enter Jahannam because you disbelieve, you rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about when our a'mal will be presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this believer will come and Allah will show him his actions. And he will deny having committed many of those actions which were written. No, no, Ya Allah. Your angel, he has made a mistake. This is a false accusation against me. In one rewrite, it is actually mentioned, Rasulullah was sitting with Sahaba, suddenly he smiled. Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, why are you smiling? He says, I am smiling at the fact that Allah will tell this person on the day of Qiyamah, the disbeliever, that you committed these sins, and he'll have the audacity to question Allah, and he will tell Allah very boldly, that have you not saved me from oppression? Did you not say that you will not make zulam upon me? Allah says, of course, I will never make zulam upon you. So he says, no, I'm not accepting all what these angels have written. Angels were witness to these actions. I'm not accepting their witnessing. I will only witness myself. If I'm a witness to the wrongs I've done, then I accept. Allah talks about this in the Quran. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Allah will seal their mouths. وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. The hands of man will then speak. Their feet, their thighs, in other verses, the feet of man will now bear witness against him. On certain day he did so and such action. When the person will see that, now he knows he is doomed. There is no question of now rejecting whatever was written in the book of deeds. Everything will be written, no matter how big, no matter how minute. In surah, in the 15th part, Allah talks about, مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَهَا. Oh, look at the book of deeds. It has not left out a single sin, be it a small sin or a major sin. Everything has been recorded. In our time, we have the computer chip. We have backup system. We have so many things. Technology has grown to such a level that is easy for us to comprehend and understand these verses. With the press of one button, everything is there on the screen. And we believe in that. And then of course, there will come a believer whom Allah will call him and show him all his sins. Allah will only show him
his minor sins, not the major sins. When Allah Ta'ala will show him his minor sins, so he realized that only the minor sins have been shown here. And he will know very well that he had committed major sins. So he'll keep quiet. He thinks to himself, I'd rather just confess all these small sins which are written here. I don't see the big sins. So let me just, don't talk about that. I'm just giving you the explanation of the hadith. So Allah will make him acknowledge and confess, certain day you committed this sin, that sin, he'll acknowledge, yes, yes. Allah will say, listen my banda, you see all these minor sins, I have forgiven you, and in fact I have transformed these minor sins into good deeds. Now you're getting sawab. The moment he hears this, Ya Allah, there are many major sins I committed in the dunya, I don't see them written here. Rasulullah smiled. Allah will tell that person, "By go, for you is Jannat." Now this is the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please brothers, don't misunderstand and go commit all the sins now and hope that it will be transformed now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at little things. Really. I always think of the example of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to mention, and many ulama mentioned. Of course, we have to try and do every good action we can do. But in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah will check, sometimes He'll just look at one action, a small action, and on that He will either punish us or He will forgive us. Shaykh Muhaddis Dahlawi rahmatullahi alayhi, or somebody in that family, very great people, scholars, muhaddithin, they were. He was busy doing his work, and those times he used to use the ink pot and the fountain pen with the feather. So he had his ink pot there, and he was busy writing some kitab, when suddenly he sees a little fly coming and sucking on that ink. So he did not disturb that fly. See, this is the rosy of that fly. Let the fly enjoy itself. So he let that fly drink a few sips of that ink and until it flew away. When he passed away, somebody sees him in the dream, that how did it go with you? He says, Allah forgave me. On what did Allah forgive you? He says that one day when I was writing, the fly came, was busy drinking this ink, I let it enjoy itself, thinking this is the provision Allah has given this fly, why should I disturb it? On that, Allah forgave me. The riwayat comes in the hadith of that woman who was a loose woman, a prostitute. But she took mercy, she took pity on that dog which was dying of thirst. And she gave the thirsty dog some water to drink. On that Allah forgave her completely. And Allah gives her Jannat. And the riwayat is immediately after that about a pious woman who did not feed the kitten. And she let that kitten or that little cat die out of starvation. On that Allah gives her Jahannam. So my respected brothers and elders, we have to try and do every good action. We don't know which action Allah will look at, which action is Allah Ta'ala's prerogative. لا يسألوا عما يفعل وهم يسألون. We should understand this verse. There are many people, Allah forgive us, in today's time because of this internet, we just search anything, and you get all different types of sites coming up. Different people give their own understanding of Quran and Hadith. And therefore, many of our youngsters' minds have become completely corrupted. And they have lost the Iman. They begin to question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I showed you to the As bin Wa'il and Ubay bin Khalaf. Questioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are applying their analogy, their reasoning with a minuscule understanding and brains. That how can it be possible that this decomposed bone will come right again and gain flesh and blood and come up like a human being again? How is it possible? Brothers, our understanding is very, very feeble. Allah's knowledge, infinite. لا يُسْأَلُ عَمَّا يَفْعَلُ. Allah can never be questioned. And Allah will never be questioned as to whatever He does. وَهُمْ يُسْأَلُونَ. But man will be questioned. We are answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does as He pleases, but remember, Allah does everything out of His wisdom, His hikmat, which you and I cannot understand. So outwardly, many things in this world that we see in front of us, which are apparent in front of us, and we cannot comprehend, why is it like that? Why this is happening? Why that is happening? Why not like this? Isn't Allah seeing? Is Allah not just? Ma'adallah. We cannot understand the hikmat of Allah. There is something else behind those things that are taking place. Therefore, we should never question what we cannot understand. We should accept whatever Allah Ta'ala has planned. Don't question the verses of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the power of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the wisdom of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to understand the Quran. The Quran is so vast, it is so beautiful, volumes and volumes and volumes have been written. It's impossible to do justice in just a few days in Ramadan to give tafsir. We're just giving selected words here and there. But really, we should be studying the Quran every single day of our life, and of course not on our own, because I promise you, without having studied the different sciences and sitting in front of some person who himself has studied and who's got permission to teach, you cannot study on your own. Yes, just looking at the translation, that is okay. Or commentary of authentic tafsirs. But even then you still require explanation on many verses. And you have to go up to the ulama and the mashayikh, and if you ask them the explanation of those verses. Now if you're just going to open any site and just check something, I can promise you myself, I have tried so many times searching so many things, you will never believe that many of the things that you will find in the internet are from Shia sites, Qadiani sites. Many. So you will not be able to sift out what is the truth from what is false. And then you will be misled. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. May Allah give us the true understanding of deen. May Allah give us the true understanding of Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah protect us from going astray. May Allah fill our hearts with nur. In fact, we mentioned last night when we did muraqabah, maut, remembrance of death, there was an incident that Rasulullah had, or Sahaba had mentioned. And in tonight's Tarawih we heard, أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ. When Allah expands a person's heart, when Allah blesses him with iman, and the nur of iman permeates his heart, فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ. Now he is being directed towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to get that nur, we have to cleanse our hearts. Our hearts have become corroded. Love of dunya, love of haram things. We've got anger, we've got malice, we've got pride, we've got different things in our heart. In the Tarawih, I think almost every now and then we hear about shaitan. Today also, a whole entire page about the incident of shaitan. Aba wa stakbara, he refused to bow down to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. The instruction of Allah. And who was shaitan? Who was Iblis? He was in charge of the angels. He was a jinn, kana min al-jinn. But he had a lot of knowledge. Ulama say he was a alim. He knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he had no love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this pride that he had, it brought him to destruction. He was thrown out of Jahannam. This is what pride does. Therefore, this heart of ours, no matter who we may be, person is an alim, is a sheikh, is a mufti, is a qari. Still, you have to lower yourself. You have to lower yourself. And each one of us has to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says immediately after that, فَوَيْلُ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Destruction be to those hearts that have become hard. And they're not making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have turned away from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a heart cannot get the connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore to make the dhikr of Allah, we will say, La ilaha illallah. The dhikr that we're having here is for us to learn. And when we go back home in our own free time during the week and in our own busy, in our own schedules, then we must take out some time and make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And enjoy taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Enjoy taking the name of your Allah in solitude. You sit on your musalla at the time of sehri, before sehri. Of course you don't disturb every person, but you'll enjoy the dhikr. You'll wish you could just continue, because you'll get the sweetness of Allah's name onto your tongue, into your heart. Allah says, those people whose hearts have become clogged,
And they're not making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, destruction be to them. So we say, La ilaha illallah, we are washing away all those things besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The filth that has come into our heart, all the spiritual maladies, the anger, the pride, the jealousy. We say, La to all that, illallah. We're only filling our heart with Allah ta'ala's love and Allah's ishq and Allah's muhabbat. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. We'll make dhikr and we'll make dua, inshaAllah.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Oh my most beloved Allah, my most kareem, raheem Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr to you for every single ni'mat that you have bestowed upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have said, wa in tashkuru yardahu lakum. Ya Allah, you have said, if we make shukr to you, then you become happy and pleased with us. Ya Allah, tu razi banja. Ya Allah, we are making shukr to you, Ya Allah, for every ni'mat you have given us. Ni'mat that we know of, and even those ni'mat that we don't even know of, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, to increase us in all those ni'mats, my Allah, especially the ni'mat of iman and being in the ummat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us live with iman, make us die with iman. Ya Allah, raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman. Ya Allah, make us go into jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, on the plains of qiyamah. Ya Allah, don't make us be amongst the mujrimoon. Ya Allah, when you will announce wamtazul yawma ayyuhal mujrimoon, don't make us be amongst those people who are disbelieved and sinners, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be among those people who we have read today, inna ashab al-jannat al-yawma fi shughlin faakihun, that the inmates of Jannat will be preoccupied and they will be enjoying the bounties of Jannat. Ya Allah, in Jannat, my Allah, give us all the different bounties that you have promised in the Quran, my Allah. Ya Allah, especially the bounty of seeing you, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't deprive any one of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know, my Allah, that we are weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know that we have committed many sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know we have been disobedient to you, my Allah. And we are still disobedient to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu ma'afarma. Ya Allah, you guide us now, my Allah. Give us hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are frustrated now, my Allah. We are fed up of committing sins, my Allah. We do not want to live the life of filth and guna, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is making our lives miserable, my Allah. It is making us feel wretched and miserable, my Allah. Ya Allah, take us out of that life, my Allah. Give us sukoon. Give us chain, my Allah. Ya Allah, make sakina and tranquility descend upon us, my Allah. Make us be engulfed with, by your rahmat, my Allah. Make the angels surround us all the time, my Allah. Make us live a park life, my Allah. Bless us with hayat tayyiba, my Allah. Give us a ba lutf zindagi, my Allah. Give us a life full of happiness and pleasure, my Allah. Give us bliss and afiyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu afiyat nasif arma. Give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, halawat of iman, halawat of your dhikr, your qurb, your ma'iyat, my Allah. Make us become your true beloved ones, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become ibadur rahman, my Allah. Make us be qad aflah al-mu'minun, my Allah. Make us be ulaika humul mu'minuna haqqa. Make us be from innal muslimina wal muslimat, the entire verse, my Allah. All the good qualities that you have spoken of. Ya Allah, make us be among those who have got taqwa, my Allah. Ya Allah, the object of Ramadan, the object of fasting is that we may gain taqwa, my Allah. Ya Allah, only a few days of Ramadan is left, my Allah. And still we haven't inculcated in our lives the taqwa, my Allah. Ya Allah, nothing is impossible for you to help us, my Allah, and give us the taqwa, my Allah. Make us achieve the goal of Ramadan. Make us achieve the object of fasting, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever ibadat we are doing in this month of Ramadan, Ya Allah, only you have given us a tawfiq, Ya Allah. It is only out of your father and kindness, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us ikhlas, grant us acceptance, my Allah. Accept our du'as, my Allah. Accept the du'a we are making now, my Allah. Accept the du'as we made at Sehri and Iftar and during the day, my Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that a fasting person's du'a is mustajab. Ya Allah, we have yaqeen in the du'a, in the words of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, you have mentioned, and your Quran, your kalam is true, my Allah. Ya Allah, you never go against your word, my Allah. You have said, udu'uni astajib lakum. You have said, oh my banda, turn to me and I make dua to me. I will answer your dua. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands again tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, you can see we are searching for you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are searching for Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to become yours, my Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, my Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours now, my Allah. Ya Allah, I'm nadim, I'm sharminda hai. Ya Allah, we feel like covering our heads in shame, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have committed terrible sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so kind, so kind, so kind. You are so loving, Ya Allah. You are so full of mercy. You are so tolerant, my Allah, that despite
The fact that you have seen us committing those heinous crimes, my Allah. Those filthy and sordid and morbid acts, my Allah. Ya Allah, still, ya Allah, you have got the tahammal in you. The tolerance in you, my Allah. That you have not punished us, my Allah. You have covered our sins, my Allah. You did not expose us in public, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are ghafar al-dhunub, my Allah. You are sattar al-uyub, my Allah. Ya Allah, you've got beautiful names and beautiful qualities, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so loving, my Allah. Ya Allah, answer us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are all hearing, my Allah. You are all seeing, my Allah. Ya Allah, nobody has to explain anything to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, your knowledge is infinite, my Allah. Everything is in your control, my Allah. You're not answerable to any person, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are answerable to you, my Allah. The entire makhluk is answerable to you, my Allah. Everything belongs to you, my Allah. The jinnat belong to you, my Allah. The angels belong to you, my Allah. Jannat is yours, my Allah. Jahannam is yours, my Allah. Dunya is yours, my Allah. Akhirat is yours, my Allah. The world is yours, my Allah. All the realms belong to you, my Allah. Every insect belongs to you, my Allah. Every animal belongs to you, my Allah. Every species of every different kind of creation belongs to you, my Allah. The oceans belong to you, my Allah. The mountains belong to you, my Allah. The air we breathe in belongs to you, my Allah. The food that you have provided all belongs to you, my Allah. The asman is yours, my Allah. Zameen is yours, my Allah. Ya Allah, your arsh is yours. Your kursi is yours, my Allah. Everything is yours, my Allah. All praise is only belonging to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, all hukam and all decision only is in your control, my Allah. Izzat is in your control, my Allah. Zillat is in your control, my Allah. Honor is in your control, my Allah. Disgrace is in your control, my Allah. Our rosy is in your control, my Allah. Our lives are in your control, my Allah. Our bodies are in your control, my Allah. Our life is in your control, my Allah. Ya Allah, the beat of our heart is in your control, my Allah. Our hearing is in your control, my Allah. Our seeing is in your control, my Allah. Everything is only in your control, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have mentioned, Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir. Ya Allah, you are most able over every single thing, my Allah. Ya man biyadihi malakutu kulli shay'in, wa huwa yujiru wa la yujaru alayh. Ya Allah, you are the one who listens to even the rustling of the leaves, my Allah. Every leaf that falls off any branch, my Allah, you have knowledge of it, my Allah. When the child is in the womb of the mother, my Allah, you are aware of the child, my Allah. Whether it's going to be a boy or a girl, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the one who creates the child, my Allah. No doctor can create any child, my Allah. You are the one who gives the sight to the child and the hearing faculty to the child, my Allah. You are the one who creates the brain in the child, my Allah. You are the one who makes it heart pump, my Allah. You are the one who brings the child into the world, my Allah. You are the one who provided for the child in the womb of the mother, my Allah. You are the one who continues to provide for the child after it comes into this world, my Allah. Ya Allah, every person's rosy is in your control, my Allah. Ya Allah, the entire mankind can come together, my Allah, and they can try and harm a single person, my Allah, but they will never be able to harm any person if you want khair to come to that person. Ya Allah, may khair come to us, my Allah. May khair and barakat come to upon the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the ummah needs you all the time, my Allah. All of us are muhtaj upon you, my Allah. We are totally dependent upon you, my Allah. From head to toe, my Allah. We are dependent, we are muhtaj, we are faqirs, we are beggars, my Allah. We need you all the time. Ya Allah, you are ghani, you are hamid, you are samad. You know, you are not muhtaj to any person, my Allah. Ya Allah, we love you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we love you, my Allah. Ya Allah, love us also, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Don't make shaitan happy, my Allah, by not forgiving us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we will be thrown and casted and flung into Jahannam with shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't want to go even near Jahannam. We don't want to see Jahannam, my Allah. Make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have come into this world, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the Mubarak Ummat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, but be far away from the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was the best of eras, my Allah. That was the best of Zamana, my Allah. Zamana of Rasulullah sallam. Zamana of Sahaba. How lucky they were, my Allah. They would see Rasulullah sallam in the masjid, out of the masjid. They would go in the path of your path, Ya Allah, with Rasulullah sallam. They would make itikaf with Rasulullah sallam. They would eat with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They would travel with him, my Allah. They would look at his Mubarak face, my Allah. That Sahabi who was with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he went home, he was bachy and he was restless because he was missing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He comes back. He goes to the house of Rasulullah sallam just to see the Mubarak countenance on the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, we have not seen our Nabi, my Allah, but we love our Nabi, my Allah. We love our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, do not deprive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not deprive us, my Allah. Make us be, Ya Allah, raised in the group, my Allah, with the close ones who be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let it not happen when we go on the day of Qiyamah, rushing and running to the Hud al-Kawthar, my Allah, when Sahaba will be drinking from the Mubarak hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your pious friends, the Salafi Salihin, Ya Allah, of this Ummah, they'll be drinking from the goblets, Ya Allah, given to them from with the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His Mubarak hand giving them from the Hud al-Kawthar, my Allah. Let it not happen when we arrive there, anticipating that we will also get their water, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is told by the angels that these people are not from your ummah. They brought a lot of innovations after you left this world. Ya Allah, the angels will drive them away. Rasulullah will chase them away. It will be said to them, suhqan, suhqan, go away, go away. Let it not happen that we are from those people, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you are sattar, my Allah. Ya Allah, cover our faults, my Allah. Don't embarrass us in front of our Nabi, my Allah. Don't embarrass us in front of our Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we love him, my Allah, but we are too weak, my Allah. We want the sunnahs to come into our life, my Allah. Ya Allah, really we want the sunnahs to come into our life, my Allah. But we just falter, my Allah. We stumble, Ya Allah. We have become so lazy, my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't have that shu'ur anymore, my Allah. Our hearts have become engulfed with dunya, my Allah. Love of the world, my Allah. Only sins and sins have rusted our hearts, my Allah. Our hearts have become corroded, my Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts. Ya Allah, with the dhikr we made now, my Allah. It is so small zikr we made, my Allah. Ya Allah, very short zikr we made, my Allah. Ya Allah, but it was your name that we took, my Allah. We did not take the name of any sanam, my Allah. We did not say, Ya sanam, Ya sanam. Ya Allah, we said, Ya samad, Ya samad, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we took your beautiful name, my Allah. Ya Allah, the effect of your name is most powerful, my Allah. Ya Allah, this your kalima, when it will be given to that person, will have 99 registers of bad deeds. And you'll be placed on the scales, my Allah. And just your one piece of paper with your kalima, Ya Allah, with La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, written on it, my Allah. It will outweigh those 99 registers of bad deeds, my Allah. So powerful is your name, my Allah. Ya Allah, with the barakat of your name, my Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts. Ya Allah, tonight, my Allah. Whether it is Laylatul Qadr or not, my Allah. If it is Laylatul Qadr, grant us Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. We do not know, my Allah. We will search in the odd nights and the even nights, especially in the odd nights, my Allah. But Ya Allah, whether it is Laylatul Qadr or not, my Allah, tonight you make the decision that you are going to forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, you make the decision that now we are going to be your true friends, my Allah. And now we are not going to slip anymore, my Allah. We are not going to go astray anymore, my Allah. And we are only going to do good deeds, my Allah. We are only going to do deeds that will please you, my Allah. We will never go against you again now, my Allah. Ya Allah, you guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum toh bahut kamzor hai, my Allah. Ya Allah, the weak student in the class, my Allah. Ya Allah, who writes all the papers and writes the examination, but everything he writes is wrong, my Allah. Ya Allah, but when he looks at the teacher, Ya Allah, the teacher looks at his pitiful face, my Allah. And the teacher feels pity for him, because he knows he is trying. He is weak, but he is trying, my Allah. The child sheds those tears, my Allah. The teacher feels sorry. The teacher takes the pen, and the teacher helps the child to write all the correct answers, my Allah. Ya Allah, you help us now to write all the correct answers in your examination, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us follow, Ya Allah, sirat mustaqim, my Allah. Do not make us follow the dalleen. Do not make us follow the way and life of the Yahud and Nasara, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us become deviated, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all the deviated sects, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be on haqq and hidayat, my Allah. Make us be amongst that group that will be going to Jannah, my Allah. Do not make us be amongst those people who go to Jahannam, my Allah. Protect us, our parents, our wives, our children, my Allah. Our progeny, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are living in this world, we have got children or grandchildren, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not know who will come in our progeny, my Allah. Ya Allah, till the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Whoever will come in our progeny, my Allah, make everyone be with Iman, my Allah. Make everyone a Muttaqi, my Allah. Make everyone be from the Salihin, my Allah. Don't make anyone be deviated, my Allah. Ya Allah, the signs of Qiyamah, the minor signs are all in front of us, my Allah. When Qiyamah will take place, when the major signs will start, only you know, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, my Allah. Ya Allah, times have become so difficult, my Allah. So many fitnas, my Allah. Lashing upon us, especially our youngsters, my Allah. Ya Allah, our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, my Allah, our progeny to come. What types of fitna they will see, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu inki hifazat farma. Protect them from the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Protect them from every begin small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Malik, Ya Kareem, give us Mawt in Madinah Sharif. Give us Baril Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, how lucky are those people when we go to Madinah Munawwara and Janazah Salat takes place, we see the people running with the Janazah to Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. And all the people are there, my Allah, and they bury that body, they lower it to that qabr, so lucky to be in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, that small piece of ground, my Allah, grant it to us also, my Allah. Ya Allah, so that we have some hope, my Allah, that the people of Baqi will wake up with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he'll wait for the people of Mu'alla, my Allah. He'll intercede on behalf of the people of Baqi and the people of Mu'alla, my Allah. Grant us the shafa'at of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. Ya Allah, jo bhi maari hai, unko shifa ata farma. Ya Allah, there are so many people throughout the world who are suffering, my Allah. Hey, Malik, hey, Kareem, ya Allah. You know exactly the atrocities that are taking place. Ya Allah. But I was talking about that, my Allah. Malik, Ya Kareem, Ya Allah, you are Sami Basir, you are so loving, so kind, you are Arhamar Rahimin. Ya Allah, we can never question your wisdom, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are too kind, too loving, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all of us, my Allah. Change the conditions there, my Allah. Bring them aman and aman, my Allah. Ya Allah, Haramain Sharifin ki hifazat farma. Masjid al-Aqsa ki hifazat farma, my Allah. Ya Allah, they can't even make one sajda properly, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's always fear there'll be attacked, my Allah. Ya Allah, where is the world today, my Allah? They are watching such oppression taking place, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give hidayah to the zalimeen, my Allah. Give them hidayah, my Allah. Make us become beacons of hidayat, my Allah. All good works of deen accepted, my Allah. Whatever hajat our brothers have yet to write, my Allah. They are young children, my Allah. Youngsters here, old people. Ya Allah, different professional people, my Allah. Businessmen, ya Allah. Ordinary people and gunegar servants like myself, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters listening at home, others listening at home, my Allah. They've raised their hands, ya Allah. Fulfill each person's need, my Allah. Remove their worries, my Allah, their sorrows, their hardship, musibah, whatever problem they have, my Allah. Give them happiness and sukoon. Give them barakat, my Allah. Give us afiyat, give us barakat, halal, tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever our jais, tamanna and murad is accepted, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما يا الله do not deprive us of ليلة القدر يا الله grant us ليلة القدر and all the benefits of ليلة القدر يا الله ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين